The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's time to talk to Cal Thomas and Marion McKeown. How stupid is Ivanka Trump? I mean, let's face it. Throughout the entire campaign which got her father elected as president, the big thing they banged on about with Hillary Clinton was the use of personal emails while she was serving in the American government, and that led to the whole thing of lock her up. Now, Ivanka Trump must have known that that was the issue in relation to Hillary Clinton, and what has been revealed in her role in the White House, she's been using a private Gmail account while doing government business. Cal Thomas, is she stupid too?
Well, Matt, goodness, I'm glad we started off with something non-controversial today. Look, there's hypocrisy on both sides. There's no evidence yet that she was communicating classified information, as in Hillary's case. But you're absolutely right. I mean, how this is really, well, there's no other word to use it. It's stupid. I mean, just 2 years after this was a major issue for the Trump campaign, her father's campaign, she's doing the same thing. And whether it's classified or not, I don't think average Americans are going to split the difference on that one. You get gobsmacked when you look at this, to employ a wonderful Irish term.
Marion McKeown, though, could it also just be pure arrogance? That is just, they don't care what anyone else thinks now they're in power of the Trumps. Because another story about Ivanka Trump today is that apparently that new Trump Washington hotel, she's drawing down over $3 million a year in dividends herself out of it.
Well, that's right. She and her husband, Jared Kushner, made $75 million last year from their non-White House work, basically. It's a mixture of the two. It's a mixture of stupidity. None of the Trump children, or indeed his in-law, are overburdened with brains. I think we all know that. But it's also the arrogance. It's just the arrogance that things are different for the Trumps. And I've seen that with Donald Trump Jr., who is the worst offender of both stupidity and arrogance. But also, what worries me about this is her husband, Jared Kushner, who everybody from China and the Middle East, everybody else is spying on. Everybody knows that, because they know, A, he knows nothing, and he's dim, and he's more likely to trip up because he knows nothing, and also because he's arrogant. But they are sharing. I mean, I assume that he's also using I think it's fair to assume that he's also a bit reckless with his communications, considering, you may remember in December 2016, he spoke to Russians about operating a secret back channel to avoid the Americans, to avoid the American government, not the Russians, you know. So I think they really do have this arrogance where they think that laws are for other people. And, you know, Hillary Clinton, out of the legendary 30,000 emails, three, it was decided in the end, may have contained classified, and they weren't even sure about that. So the Trump hypocrisy on that was also just ridiculous.
Let's hear him talk about the California fires, because at the weekend he suggested a possible solution for California's problem with regular forest fires.
Get all of this cleaned out and protected. You've got to take care of the floors, you know, the floors of the forest. And I know Gavin's committed, we're all committed, I'm committed to make sure that we get all of this cleaned out and protected. You got to take care of the floors, you know, the floors of the forests, very important. You look at other countries where they do it differently, and it's a whole different story. I was with the president of Finland, and he said, we have a much different, we're a forest nation. He called it a forest nation. And they spend a lot of time on raking and cleaning and doing things, and they don't have any problem. And when it is, it's a very small problem. So I know everybody's looking at that, to that end, and it's going to work out. It's going to work out well.
Rake America great again, Cal.
Make America rake again. Yeah, that's right, Matt. I'm pleased to see you quoting something favorably that appeared on Fox News. That's kind of a new one for me. The White House just put out a statement. I just got it, and I'll make it very brief. When we fail to manage our nation's forests, including through the reduction of dead, diseased, and overcrowded forests, the threat of wildfires is exacerbated. And then it goes on to say, wildfires are devastating our communities. Data from the National Interagency Fire Center show 52,000 fires have burned over 8.3 million acres of land across the country in 2018. Look, there's no question that underbrush, dead trees, overgrown forests contribute to forest fires in areas of California and other places in the U.S. That are predisposed to these kinds of things. So I don't think the president put it very very well, but clearly the environmentalists and others who hug trees out there in California have passed laws preserving forests and the wood that serves as kindling for these fires. So in that sense, I think the president was right. More needs to be done, and he's calling on Congress to do it in a farm bill, but with a new makeup in Congress coming in January, don't look for them to do anything.
Okay, we'll come back to you in a moment about the difference of the climate between Finland and California, but Marion McKeown, is that a fair assessment? I mean, it's easy to give a Donald Trump a bit of a doing over on this, but perhaps there is more that could and should be done in California to protect against these forest fires.
Look, Matt, the single biggest cause of the forest fires is climate change, okay? Because California has been in a 10-year drought. With the exception of rains in January, February 2017, I told you, I think in the last week or two, you know, I was in a town in California a couple of weeks ago where they have water trucking coming in. The only other place I saw that was in Somalia, which has also been plagued by drought for many, many years. California has one of the best eco records. They manage their state parks really well. The federal parks do need better management, but the problem is there's not enough water, there's not enough rain, and that problem is caused by climate change. So the sooner Donald Trump stops crapping on, if you'll pardon the word, about floors in the forest and God knows what, you know, it's like I would love to hear him say one sentence that hasn't got either a lie or a mangled fact in it, just one.
As in, was he in pleasure or was he in paradise? Explain that one there, Marion, please.
Even the Finnish Prime Minister said, I never said anything to him about raking. You know, I mean, like, literally, you know, even apart from the stupidity of going around and raking, you know, 30, 40 million acres of forest in California, it's just like, you know, why doesn't he take time to learn something, to understand something, and then to speak about it with some degree of accuracy or knowledge? Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to happen.
Okay, Cal, Finland has a very different climate to California. It doesn't get fires like the way because it's in a completely different climate.
Yeah, that's true. And also we've got rain in the forecast coming to California that's going to exacerbate their difficult situation. Mudslides are now predicted. I don't think mudslides are part of climate change or earthquakes either. They've got a lot of earthquakes out there. They've had earthquakes before all this so-called climate change business began being putzed around the world. There's no way to even those who are disciples of climate change and believe in it in the sense of well, the climate is always changing, but even people who believe in that say there's nothing can be done. You could spend trillions and trillions of dollars and every other currency in the world, and you would not affect, according to much of what I've read, any change in temperature more than the average temperatures that have changed over thousands of years. So yeah, Finland's different from California and much of the United States. But I do think some of these things, and Marion's right, the federal forests could be, I think, better managed. But you know, they don't cut down these dead trees. They don't rake out, if you will, some of this stuff on the ground that contributes to the fires.
Well, we won't get into the climate change debate because there's significant evidence to suggest that the pace of climate change has increased and that it's down to man-made carbon emissions and whatever. But anyway, we're not going to do that tonight. No. I'm fascinated by what you think about how President Donald Trump has decided to hit back at criticism from the retired Army Admiral William McRaven. The Navy SEALs that he would have been in charge of at one stage.
Right.
Before we hear what President Trump said about the criticism of him, what do you make, Cal, of the way that Trump has hit back?
I'm disgusted by it, Matt. I think our military has always been beyond politics. This particular retired admiral, Navy admiral, was served under both Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, said he admired them both. This is the kind of stuff that I think is bad for America and harmful to the military. As Admiral McRaven said, our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines need to know that they have the confidence of their president regardless of what their political views are when they go put their lives and limbs on the line. I think this is something he should apologize for, but given his record, I doubt that's going to be forthcoming.
Let's hear what he had to say on Fox News on Sunday.
Bill McRaven, Retired admiral, Navy SEAL, 37 years, former head of U.S. Special Operations.
Hillary Clinton fan.
Special Operations.
Excuse me, Hillary Clinton fan.
Who led the operations, commanded the operations that took down Saddam Hussein and that killed Osama bin Laden, says that your sentiment is the greatest threat to democracy in his lifetime.
He's a Hillary Clinton backer and an Obama backer. And frankly,
a Navy SEAL,
wouldn't it have been nice if we got Osama bin Laden a lot sooner than that?
Now, Marion, why is it that Republicans are rowing in to support Donald Trump in his campaign against migration?
Have checked in their moral fiber, their moral compass, their courage. They have just thrown in their lot with Trump, and it's really sad to see so many really decent Republicans cower in the face of this bully. Now, a couple of things about this. First of all, Bill McRaven, you know, I mean, there are several military people that I speak to regularly, like Larry Wilkerson, Mark Hertling, and so on, and they, you know, they all are very loyal to each other and they band together. And what Bill McRaven was doing was he was defending John Brennan. And you know what? More people in America should stand up and defend each other against attacks from Donald Trump. And he did write a letter saying that if Trump wanted to revoke his security pass as well, he'd consider it to be an honor in the same company as John Brennan. A very stout defense of somebody who has done more to defend America than Donald Trump would ever have even dreamed of. So, and Bill McRaven also, I should say, suffers. He's very ill. He's got a form of leukemia that's very aggressive, and you know he's had to give up his job as the Chancellor of the University of Texas as a result. So to pick on somebody who's also battling health issues, but also, I mean, as you just said, like, or as Chris Wallace said, you know, Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, the two people who are recognized as big adversaries of the United States, like, dealt with both of them, and this is a man who's a hero. Donald Trump could not even go out in the rain in France to pay tribute to the American Marines, and yet he's happy to take cheap shots. And you know what? Even if the guy is a defender of Hillary Clinton, so what?
Okay.
He's an American hero.
And Cal Thomas, just to finish, I was reading reports as well in the last few hours that apparently Trump doesn't want to go to Afghanistan to visit the troops because it's too far away and he's worried about security for him over there. And is that down to his bone spurs, do you think? Or is it just that he's maybe just a bit old to go on long journeys?
No, I think you know, it's a security issue, and he should have mentioned that. I mean, you've got Afghan soldiers who've been trained by the United States still killing Americans over there, but you know, too far? Come on, that's ridiculous.
Cal Thomas and Marion McKeown, as ever, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.